All right. Let me just call your attention to the fact that most of the mission work is done in the big cities. But there's people like this. There's 24,000 people groups, people out in the brushes, out in the jungles, out in the places that have never heard. And that's one thing that we try to do. We're trying to get the gospel to these people that just never heard about Jesus Christ. And I praise God for that. That just kind of tears me up. We got it here, don't we? You see them sitting out under a shelter? Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Brother Chem, I just want to make mention of the fact that Brother Chem raised over $1 million since he's been with Help Ministries to buy Bibles. And I want you to know that this church is part of that. This church is one of our main supporters, and we thank God for you. And when you see things like that, when you get to heaven one day, those kids are going to come and hug your neck. Boy, I praise God for that. All right. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's come up here. Well, I'll tell you, let's have a testimony first. Brother Gennaro, now that's not the way you pronounce it, but you know who I'm talking about. Bring Polino up here. All right, come up here and give us a short testimony about your work. Now, let me tell you about Polino. He's one of the first guys that we started helping before we even started Help Ministry. We started helping four Mexicans, and this is one of them. He was a kid, pastor in a church. All right? Okay, listen, you're probably going to have to use one of these mics. Okay. Is this on?
Yeah. Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Estoy contento de estar aquí.
He's happy to be here.
Quiero hablarles poquito de cómo fui salvo.
He want to speak about his salvation.
Dios es bueno.
God is good.
Él ama a la gente.
And he loves people.
Él ama a la gente perdida.
Lost people.
Él ama al mundo perdido.
And the world.
Me amó a mí.
Jesus loved me.
Y me encontró perdido.
And found me lost.
En México.
In Mexico.
Él mandó un misionero.
He sent a missionary.
Americano.
An American missionary.
Y me explicó el evangelio.
And he explained to him the gospel.
Yo había vivido 15 años en la oscuridad.
He was living about 15 years in darkness.
Todos los días me preguntaba.
Every day he asked himself.
¿A dónde iré a ir cuando me muera?
When I die, where shall I go?
Esa pregunta atormentaba mi vida.
That question was bothering his life.
Hasta que este misionero me habló de Cristo.
Until the day that this missionary talked to him about Jesus.
Y pude entender que era la respuesta.
And he understood that Jesus was the truth, the answer.
Que era la luz.
The, Jesus was the light.
Y recibí a Cristo.
And he received Jesus.
Y él cambió mi vida.
And he changed his life.
Y él puso en mí.
And he put in
el
him
gran deseo.
A desire.
Que todo México.
That Mexico.
Y que todo el mundo.
And the whole world.
Conociera a Cristo.
Know Jesus.
Comencé por mi familia.
And he started with his family.
Gané a toda mi familia para Cristo.
He won all his family for Jesus.
Y ahora cinco de mis hermanos son pastores junto conmigo.
Now he has five brethren preaching, pastors like him.
Le hablé a todo mi pueblo de Cristo.
He talked everybody in his town about Jesus.
Y comencé mi primera iglesia.
And he started his first church
en mi pueblo.
In his own town.
He comenzado siete iglesias en México.
He has started seven churches in Mexico.
En diferentes partes de México.
In different parts in Mexico.
Finalmente Dios me trajo a la frontera de México.
Finally he came to live close to the border.
Y ahí tengo 18 años trabajando.
And he's been working there for 17 years.
He ganado ahí miles para Cristo.
He has won for Jesus thousands.
Tengo una iglesia ahora de 300 personas allí.
He has a church running an attendance of about 300.
Estamos trabajando con miles de niños a través de la ciudad.
He's working in many places in the city with thousands of children.
He comenzado un instituto bíblico.
He has a Bible Institute.
Ahora tengo 15 estudiantes.
And he is, has 15 students there.
Mi propósito.
His purpose.
Mi visión.
And vision.
Es llenar a México.
Is to reach.
De iglesias.
To fill Mexico with
y ganar
churches.
A México.
And reach Mexico.
Para Cristo.
For Jesus.
Soy pastor nacional.
He's a national pastor.
Conozco todo México.
He knows all Mexico.
Cada estado.
Every state,
cada ciudad,
a city,
cada pueblito,
every little
cada
town,
calle,
every street,
cada street, every street,
cada calle.
Conozco la comida mexicana.
He know about the Mexican food.
Conozco las costumbres.
And the customs.
Sé todo.
He knows all.
Solamente necesitamos.
The only thing that they need.
Un poco de soporte.
Is a little bit of
para ganar
support.
A México.
So they can reach Mexico.
En estos tiempos.
In these times.
Health ministry.
Health ministry.
Es la respuesta.
Is the answer.
Para los países.
To the countries.
Con los pastores nacionales.
With national pastors.
Podemos ganar al mundo.
We can win the world.
Con poco.
With a little bit.
Podemos hacer mucho.
We can do a lot.
Ayúdenos.
Support, help.
Denos la mano.
Give your hand.
Y ganaremos al mundo.
And we will win the world. Win
para
the world.
Cristo.
For Jesus.
Estamos animados.
We are encouraged.
Estamos entusiasmados.
We are very excited.
En predicar a Cristo.
In preaching Jesus Christ.
Él es la respuesta.
He is the answer.
Él es la solución.
He is the solution.
Para este mundo.
For this world.
Si ganemos al mundo.
Let's win the world. Let's
para Cristo.
For Jesus.
Dios lo bendiga.
God bless you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Stay up here with me, Gennaro. All right, we're going to find out if you can sing like you preach, okay? Come on up here, guys, and let's sing a song for them. All right, all of you. There you go. Come on. There you go. All right. Come on. You going to sing, Paulino? Yeah. He can't carry a tune, but he's going to try. All right.
We'll be singing with a story to tell to the nations in Spanish, in my own Bisayan dialect, and in English.
Una historia diremos al mundo que convertirá el corazón. Historia de paz y ternura, historia de redención, historia de redención. A la noche la aurora sigue, a la aurora el pleno sol, y el reino de nuestro Dios vendrá, el reino de luz y amor.
Maisaysay ta sa kanasuran, nga ang atong Dios na matay. Balitang matuod matamis, balita sa kalinaw, balita sa kahayag. Ang gabi mahimong buntag, ug ang buntag buod tuman. Ug ang gingharian ni Jesus ning yuta tamu abot. We've a story to tell to the nations that the Lord who reigneth above. A story of peace and sweetness, a story of peace and light, a story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of peace and love.
Right, don't you enjoy their testimonies? All right, I tell you what, let's just go ahead and have another one, okay? How about, okay, Brother Chad, you come up here. Come up here and give us a testimony. Tell us about your work, okay? All right, this is Brother Chad from the Philippines.
Good evening, I'm Chad Mahinay. I know it's hard for you to pronounce my family name, but for you to be easy, my family name Mahinay means slow, so you can call me Chad Slow. In the 1960s, you send a missionary to the Philippines by the name Fred Nall.
Amen.
And it one of his preaching, a young man, and that is my father, was saved. Amen. And he trained my father, and he started the work in the island of Mindanao, Surigao City. I grew up in the church. I was born with a pastor's father, pastor, and my other, and I see my father work. It greatly influenced my life. I see his zeal. I see his love for the Lord. I see the things that he's doing, praying, and it greatly impacted upon my life. And the Lord has touched my heart, and the Lord has called me, and I know he's calling me in the ministry. That's why one time another preacher preached, and then he said, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said to the Lord, then said I, "Here am I, send me."
Hey.
I enrolled myself in Bible school that another of your missionary started, Bob Hugh started that. I graduated in 2006, And for 1 year work with my father in the church, and that is the best years of my life. And never did I know that year after a year he went home with the Lord. So I took over the work now. It is a 39-year-old church and it's already established churches around my province. And then also in two of our missionaries are starting a work in our neighboring province, in our neighboring country. So my vision is to start and the work in the islands that surrounds our city. There is one thing that you can only find in my place, and that is the Philippine Deep. It is the deepest part of ocean in the world, and you cannot find it anywhere. It is only my place. And as I visit on that place, I remember two things. One, I remember that the Lord said that your sins are buried down deep, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Remembered no more. On the second thing, I remembered that if these people will not be reached by the gospel, they will die and they will be buried down deep for the rest of their life. Philippines is 80% Catholic, and we have many gods in the Philippines. And I reminded by the Bible said in the book of Psalm, they have eyes but they cannot see not. They have mouth but they cannot speak. They have hands but they cannot help you. They have feet but they cannot walk. And they did not see that. Those people is blinded by darkness. They are just serving that kind of God. And me, I see that. And if these people are going to serve that God, dead God, they will die and they will be dead for the rest of their life. That's why I'm beginning to pray that the Lord will bless. And presently, 3 of those 30 islands in my place have already now churches. 27 more to go, and that is our prayer. The church is praying for that. That will be reached those 27 towns that surround our place. And next year, we are praying that the Lord will bless a mission that from our church will be sending up a missionary to start a work there. Presently, we have a Bible school, 8 students that we have, and we are preparing them to go to those islands and to start work and establish islands. So continue to pray for us. My name is Chad, and my wife's name is Diana. And I have been here for now 3 months now, but last Sunday, the Lord has blessed our church, and my one of my men that I left, they told me that they have 10 baptism last Sunday, and it's good that the Lord has. I always remember my teacher in the Bible school, an American missionary. He always tell me that if those waters of baptism will be touched, that means that the work of God is going on, going strong. So I was pressed by the Lord that we have 10 baptism last Sunday. To God be the glory, and pray for us in the Philippines.